So Jay, here's what I think. I think, you know, some people's complaints do hold ground, and they are valid. I mean, based on, you know, the fact that they provide, I don't know, any kind of material to back it up. You know, everyone is able to have their own opinion, of course. That's just how it is. But, I mean, aside from the complaints that you got last night, and some of the, and you know, most of the complaints that I got about it were that they held no ground whatsoever. I think people nowadays just like to complain for just the hell of it for no reason. And something to remember about Audioboo is, first of all, it wouldn't have gotten to the point where it is right now, or at least grown. I mean, yeah, it may not be the next big thing quite yet, but it's grown. And there is a reason why it's grown, because people want to use it and people want to listen to it. So that's something to remember for everyone out there who, you know, is complaining about Audioboo and saying it's stupid, so on and so forth. People want to hear it. Look at Twitter. Prime example. First year, maybe even 2 years, people thought Twitter was stupid, made no sense. Just use Facebook. It's just like having your Facebook stats. Now I'll look at Twitter. Look how much it's grown. So I think, you know, a lot of times people are bitter towards something new, especially when they've, you know, just started something else. I really have no idea how to explain it, because I can't see why people wouldn't like it. I mean, I can understand why people might like Twitterlater Pro over Audioboo, because, you know, they can sync it right up with Twitter as well as video. But that's different, because at least they're also using a recording function. But the people who just hate recording and Twitter altogether, I'm not too sure how that works and why that works. So, I mean, let me know what you think, Jay, and we'll go from there.